This is Phil Ferrand.
Wait, was that it?
Or was that was it. No, okay. Stick it in and turn the key.
Let's try it again.
Try again. There is no edits on the podcast. This is Phil Ferrand. And I am not driving. Alan is actually driving, and we're just driving around. I stole their time. We're right in the middle of a big garage sale. We got so many things going on, and we're just hopping in the car. We have everybody today. My beloved wife is here.
Hello.
Hello. My beloved daughter is here.
Hi.
My beloved son-in-law is here.
Hello.
Our beloved boarder is here.
Yo.
Yo. And our beloved grandchildren are here.
Hi.
We got one. He's got pizza. You can't really expect him. He's got pizza. So anyways, this is a special edition of the podcast. It is 8 years worth of podcast. Episode 416. Because I don't know when to quit. So as we have been doing for the last, oh, I don't know, two years? I think we've done three of these now. This will be the third, I think.
There was one in our living room.
Yes. I think there were two in your living room.
Oh, were there? And there was the infamous, we didn't record one. But was that, oh, that was that this or was that?
That was Star Wars.
Was that a Star Wars?
I think that was Star Wars. Was it? No,
I can't remember.
Doesn't matter. Alan is driving. He's just going to drive back and forth and around. And then we are going to talk about the past year. Go.
Sorry?
What?
What exactly are we saying about the last year?
You're reflecting on the last year. All the many wondrous things that have happened in the last year.
Did we have anything happen in the last year? I'm sorry.
Well, we made some big hires at the church.
What's that?
Made some big hires at the church.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So that was... And
all of our things probably circle around praise assembly.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, I am going... Now on the board of directors for Maranatha Village.
Really? When did that happen?
A couple weeks ago, the CEO came and asked me to serve on the board.
Wow.
So I'm on that with Doug Clay and George Wood.
Wow.
Alton Garrison.
Well, they just wanted some young blood, or what did they...
Apparently, the CEO of Maranatha came to Dean Arnold's funeral.
Oh.
And is also good friends with Tom Matrone.
Yeah.
So he became aware of who I was and wanted to give me some, in his words, he wanted to give me an opportunity to rub shoulders.
Well, there you go. So that's good.
Let's see. What else, Liz?
Well, Claire's in first grade. Asher started preschool this year.
We all started roasting coffee.
Was that this year?
A big thing.
Did the coffee roasting start?
For me, it was, at least.
Oh. When did you?
Year.
In the last year?
It was really
maybe.
Right around... You started pushing it. You became a pusher.
Yes, I did.
In the spring of last year. So, that would be... I think you probably started in the last year as well.
I probably did, too. I've started drinking coffee.
So, oh, yeah, you even started drinking coffee.
I know. That's amazing for me. And I've actually gone to Starbucks with my wife on one occasion, on purpose, and ordered what she ordered.
Well, not quite. You just had a mocha is what you had.
Oh, was that not coffee?
Well, it's coffee, but
okay.
Yes.
But it's not a fancy mocha.
But it was just a plain mocha.
Oh.
As opposed to the peppermint mocha.
Oh, that's true.
That's my drink of choice.
That's true. Let's see. For you, beloved.
Which beloved? You called every one of us beloved.
Well, when I say beloved, there is only one beloved.
Ah, okay.
So,
I didn't know.
Yes. So.
Please forgive me.
Yeah, so...
I thought very highly of myself.
Yes. Well, when I drop my voice and say beloved, then that's one. So,
Yes. But when you raise your voice and say, beloved.
Beloved!
You're probably
that's
speaking
you.
About a man.
Yes. Okay. Beloved! Okay. Say love! But yeah, this last year you've been working at the church.
I have been.
Working on getting your credentials again?
I'm working towards that, yes, again.
Lynette had to give up her credentials when she married me. And now after 28 years, she's working on getting them back. So, unfortunately, we had an interruption in all those processes that everyone is still working their way through. So, Lynette's dad died just a couple of weeks ago. So, obviously, that's been a big thing. And I've been telling people I'm separated at this point.
Yes.
Because, because my beloved is over at her mom's house, and she's saying, what is this huge fence?
This is Prima Terra.
Is this like a horse farm?
Guy who owns Prime Trucking.
Oh, hence Prima Terra.
Yeah,
that's
I
the
think
first.
He's in the billions at this point. I think he's a billionaire.
Woohoo! Yeah, it's gorgeous. We just, Alan was had driven us down, and there's this was this gorgeous fence that kept going and kept going and kept going. And
in fact, you can see his new place. It's pretty big.
Yeah? Well, good for him. Good for him. And then, part of our big news at our house as well is that Amber now lives with
yes.
us.
Yes!
Yay! Whoop, whoop!
Welcome to the compound.
Yes, the campus. Welcome to camp.
Compound sounds
I
a little
compound.
Bit more
yeah.
like
creepy.
Something that she should be nervous about.
Creepy.
She was a little nervous at first, weren't ya?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not as nervous as other things in my life, but yeah, I guess. Yeah.
We haven't put the razor wire up, though.
That's
yet.
Right.
Well, but we've got the
we'll
fence up, so she's we keep her locked in at night.
Yeah. Amber has a very energetic dog. Who is an escape artist, and so I went ahead and put up a little more industrial stuff downstairs, so that when we left the house, he would be content to be down there. So everybody who comes into our house looks down there and sees the dog kennel stuff down there, and they kind of wonder what in the world is going on.
Way to go that way.
So my cousin was here visiting, first time ever to my house. And she walks downstairs, and there's this huge, massive chain link fence gate thing shutting off the downstairs. And
which hasn't completely recovered from the flood that happened a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No
yeah.
carpet, you know, the whole. Yeah.
And Amber actually announced that flood to us while we were away at Christmas.
Oh, that's yeah. right.
Yes. She called to let us know.
No, that wasn't Christmas.
That wasn't this year, though. It
was
a year ago.
Oh, a year before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
It was Christmas the last
year.
Yeah.
That's a long
time. The last
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
2015.
It's
were you drinking coffee by that point?
I don't think so.
You need
no,
to
wait. I was, yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, because I brought it down because we were
well,
in
I
that. Hello, we have stopped.
Which, by the way, I felt like broke the ice nicely because once I had to do that, then I wasn't nervous.
Right. That's
your house
right.
is broken.
It's broken. Yes. So, and honestly, we've been living with a concrete floor now for a year and
I
going
like it.
On. I do too.
Come on.
I know.
You like a concrete
yes.
floor.
Yes. One, it keeps it cooler, and I like cool. And
yeah.
two, it looks artsy, so it looks
yeah.
like it's on purpose.
It's artsy.
It's stained. It's not
it's
just
artsy.
It's not just dusty old concrete.
No, it's sealed
it's
and stained.
It's not stained.
It is.
Yes.
It's sealed, not stained.
No, we stained it as well.
It's
Wait.
Stained.
What's the stain?
It's a
green.
Moss color. It's a, it is. It's a
pretty,
it's
like a pretty,
it's a green.
Sea green, like.
Oh yes.
It looks like.
Have you actually looked at it downstairs, or did you have so much disdain in your heart you could not even see what was in front of your face?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Alan grew a beard.
Oh, that's right.
That's
definitely
new. Up there.
That's new.
High priority.
That's right. Seems like all the guys on the staff now have beards.
Yeah, it's a prereq.
It's a, yeah, it's like
it's a requirement.
Manly. Oh, this is the big goodness. We're all looking at the Primavera or whatever.
Is that a house or
that's
a back of the hotel?
And then
no,
the other side of it that you can't see is his barn, which is right next to it, which is massive.
Good night.
You guys
can see it from the other.
I am so glad he has that house and not me.
I like that he has two layers of white fences.
Yes.
One's for horses.
Oh,
horses.
And then whoever lives here, apparently.
That's his housekeeper.
Yes,
his subdivision. He has a subdivision for his workers. So, yeah. Lots of money. Lots of money. Anyway, so Amber. So this is, what, you've been with us 6 months now?
Since end of August.
And Ollie, our cat, still doesn't like her dog.
They were just spatting before we came. Oh, yeah.
He'll get closer to him, but if Toby dog looks Ollie in the eyes, it's just...
It's all over.
That's it. He's fine as long as he doesn't look at him.
It's a sign of disrespect.
That's right. Yeah. Are you looking at me? Are you looking at
me? Lower your eyes.
Well, Amber was saying before we left the house that Toby dog was just kind of standing there.
He does. He kind of stands there and looks away, like, to divert it, and then Oliver will sometimes get closer and start whapping at him. Like.
Oliver does not like being the middle child.
No, he doesn't.
He just doesn't like
it. There's a lot of cars down
there. Yeah, there is.
The world.
We're driving around.
Pickups.
Anyways, so, all in all, how has your experience been so far, Amber?
Good. I like it.
Good.
I like the stand-up TV in the kitchen because I can stand up and watch TV instead of sitting because I sit all day at work.
Yes.
I changed jobs in 2016 Mercy to the state.
That's right.
And I now work 4 10-hour days, which I love, so I get Thursdays off.
That's cool.
Which is perfect.
Yeah.
Because it helps me to focus more on what I want instead of what I don't want, which is working more.
Right.
And then the notable thing I'd like to mention what year are we doing? 2016? Well, this is 2017, but I'm still going to mention it. Okay. I got to go over a causeway, which was a bucket list item.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
What is a causeway?
It is a bridge that goes over the ocean, like a body of water. And there's no, like...
Which causeway did you go over?
I don't know the name of it, but it's in South Padre Island.
Which is...
Way down south.
Pacific?
It's the Gulf, so it's primarily the Caribbean Sea, but it does have, coming off the, like, from the Florida Straits, the Atlantic Ocean in it, too.
Okay.
Oh, I touched a puffer fish and a blue crab, and I put a sea lice back in the ocean.
A sea lice?
Sea lice, yeah.
What's a sea lice?
It's just a little bitty white thing that looks kind of like lice. Uh-huh. And they had put out their... We went on a boat ride, and they put out their eco-friendly net, and they caught a bunch of sea creatures.
Uh-huh.
And they showed them to us, and we got to touch them, and one of the things was called a sea cow, and it was... disgusting. It was like...
Is that a word?
Sea cow.
Disgusting.
Like, and they eat, too, so if they get scared, so he's like, watch out whenever you touch it. But the best part was we got a whole shrimp, and we had just eaten fresh shrimp at Dirty Al's. And he said, make sure to drop them near the boat so that the seagulls don't get them.
Oh.
Well, I would watch for the seagulls and drop them whenever, like, the seagulls weren't watching. Well, April apparently did not hear the part about watching for the seagulls, so she dropped it close to the boat, but the seagull went down. Like, she saw it go down, and then the seagull gulped it up, and then she saw it raise back up. And then that just depressed her for the rest of the day. Because she was like, how quickly life goes.
That's it. The one moment you're in kind, tender hands, and the next you're being eaten by a seagull.
But not to mention that we've just eaten fresh shrimp.
There we go, over there.
Oh, what? Where?
This is
we're back around on the back side.
We don't need to talk about it.
Prima Terra. No, we should.
The shrimp's death is much more interesting, I would say.
It is the spectrum.
But, I mean,
it is the death of a shrimp.
Yes. I mean, but as you talk about a shrimp.
Yes.
I mean, it's not probably the most...
Tiny, worthless.
Mournful death.
I know, but I think the point is that you see them alive, and then it's the... You get to... Like, when you eat them, you don't have to see them alive, so there's a disconnect there, kind of like cows.
Yes.
Good night.
Yes. We are admiring... I shouldn't say we are admiring the backside of Prima Terra now, but
This is the front side, actually.
This is the front side? Oh, and he's still not done. They're working on it.
Yeah, no, that's the new house they're building.
Oh, because the other one wasn't
big. These are his barns for his horses.
Yes, pull down my barns.
But I think he has some that actually race in Kentucky Derby.
Wow. It's amazing. Cool stuff.
Yeah. Anything else, Liz, for you?
Nope.
Liz has been qualified for her ministerial credentials.
Oh, really?
Well, when I was in Master's Commission, I got the educational requirements to be certified. And then, right. Based on my life experience,
they can
recommend me for a waiver of further educational requirements for licensure.
Well.
So, I got the paperwork in, on Monday, I think? I got the paperwork in the mail, so I got to fill it out and do the thing and take the test. So, we'll see.
Very good, very good.
If I can pass the test.
Oh, you'll pass the test. You and Mom should go take it together. Mm-hmm. You could have a party. Be good. Because Dylan's passed it now, right? Your music minister.
Nicole.
Dylan and Nicole have passed
Nicole
it now.
Was licensed Nicole before was he was. Already,
Nicole's ordained.
Oh, wow.
Ordained.
Oh, she is. I didn't know that.
That's the music ministers at the church. And then Nathan, of course, already was.
Well, he was certified, I think.
Oh.
There's three layers, you know.
Yes, there is. There are three layers. And then, children's pastor.
Caleb. You know who Caleb. Owns this, right?
I do know who owns this.
We're
driving by Classic Storage.
Shane Meyer's mother.
Yes, this is Wes Parker.
Oh, okay.
Wes Parker's.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So,
Wes Parker works here. That's her place. Anyways.
Yeah. Pretty story.
So,
yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. So you're basically just missing net at this point on that licensing thing.
Wait.
You know, once you do that licensing thing, then you have to pay money every year.
Yeah.
But you just take it out of your tithe, so it's just the church that hurts.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, you only take it out of her tithe.
Oh, okay. Right.
He didn't pay my tithe anyway.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying, between us, I only pay based on my tithe, not Liz's.
But don't tell anyone.
Don't let it out.
So you're saying
based on the bylaws of the district, I can make a good solid case for that.
Okay, well that's good.
And you can also make a case for your fee, your annual fee, Lynette, coming out of your tithe.
Okay.
And your minister's benevolence fund also can come out of your tithe.
There are many rules.
Yes.
There are.
All right, so we're moving on.
So many rules.
And God doesn't care?
No, God doesn't care.
No, God doesn't see it. So as long as you do it in a dark room, you're fine.
They should have it pulled out automatically, so.
Yeah, and I don't think he looks at digital giving.
Yeah.
Right. It's too hard for him. He has to look over people's shoulders as they're writing out their checks or he doesn't get it. So.
I'm not sure I won't be sitting close to you.
Anyways, so.
Yes, and the kiddos. We already said they're in first grade.
Yeah.
And Clara.
First grade. And Asher just started preschool.
Clara, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Be an artist.
Yep.
Be an artist.
She loves art.
She also loves writing and reading.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A lot.
And she makes her own books.
Yeah, she does write her own books.
Well, that's good.
She's all very amazing. I'm very impressed with Clara.
Right.
And I'm impressed with her little books.
Oh, I don't know that I've read many of Clara's books. Maybe
I posted one on friendship. I posted one on Facebook about friendship.
Well.
Yep, and she's working on one right now called Hippo and Rooster, What to Do on a Rainy
Day. Well, there you go. That sounds like a good one. I like it.
Hippo and Rooster.
Yeah, it's kind of like Elephant and Piggy. It was inspired by.
Mm. But those have a good ring. Hippo and Rooster.
Yeah.
They kind of like
I like it.
That's where the Johnsons live, isn't it? Right back there?
Yeah, right down
there. So.
And Dylan and Nicole are looking at a piece of property up here.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Anyways. Cool. So, yeah, we hired a couple people. Praise Assembly's doing really well. Things are good.
Things are good.
And, all right. Is there anything else, Liz?
Asher's about to have a birthday.
Oh, Asher is out.
We have gotten into Paw Patrol this year, which is really
exciting. Yes.
And Odd Squad.
Yes.
Yeah, as opposed to Odd Squad. That was one of the big moves.
They went as, I lost the names of the two characters.
Oh, yeah. Olive and Otto.
Yeah, Olive and Otto. They went to the Trunk or Treat is Olive and Otto. Very cute. Mommy and Daddy were dressed up too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that dressing up thing, it's kind of going around now. Tomorrow's St. Patrick's
socially
Day.
Socially acceptable, our dressing up. So
I am very socially acceptable.
I don't know that I would use the qualifier very.
I am very socially. I make people smile.
Oh, you can see.
I was in the what Nathan was talking about when we came out to the car. I was in Gailey's and I had my tuxedo leprechaun shirt on and my red and green striped socks on. And I was having breakfast with my friend and he was in there as well. They were laughing at me. But I'll have you know, the waitress actually came over to me and said, "You make a really cute leprechaun." So I consider that a win. Doesn't that sound like a win?
Yeah, sure.
I think probably the biggest thing in Clara and Asher's life is that with our new worship pastors came a couple of children into their lives.
Yes.
Austin and Macy, and they are their best friends, I think.
Yes.
So new best friends this year.
So that's a good thing, too. And it seems like everybody gets along really well. So that's wonderful.
What do you mean?
Well, it seems like you all are good friends on the staff.
Yes. Try to give off that impression.
Yeah. So as long as you keep giving off that impression, that will be good. Well, it is 21 minutes, and about the wrap up for me is that I did book last time we would have had this podcast. I was finishing up on book 4, so book 5 is out now on the Windfall series. I'm finishing up on book 6 right now, reading like crazy, editing like crazy. That should be out to beta readers in a couple of weeks. So that's all good. With this book, we crossed 750,000 words so far in the series. We've got some Amish clothing coming in from the kids. We're going to be shooting... what? Oh, it's right here? It's the land they're looking at? Cool. Very cool.
Are you seriously considering... Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No problem. No problem. So, just puttering along there. Everything's good at work. That's about all there is for me. So, ta-da. Year in review. That is episode 416. We are heading back to the church. God bless you all. We'll be back probably for the Star Wars episode 8 in December. Are we all watching the Star Wars 8 in December?
Sure.
And then we're getting together to do a podcast for it. And Amber will no longer be a newbie Star Wars person.
That's right.
That's right. She hasn't watched the rest of the movies yet, though, I found out.
Nope.
So we're going to have to get that done at some point. But it'll be good. Anyways, this is Phil Fair, and I have not made it home yet, but I will at some point here. God bless. It's been a great year. We're looking forward to a better year. Okay, so Amber thought we were going to give some closing statements.
Wait, I thought we didn't do redos.
This isn't a redo. I'll just splice them together. Because closing statements. Okay. So do we want it to come to you first, Amber?
Or
I'll talk about it because it's about right now they're doing the hashtag tripod, which is trying podcast. So TRYPOD tripod.
Uh-huh.
So you should definitely check this podcast out so that you can hear it and hear this. The Praise Assembly podcast, that's a good one. Yeah. I like that one. I like that there's no laugh track on it. So that when Pastor Allen makes a joke and he says,
"No,"
and when he says, "I'm reading the ESV, which is God's Bible," it sounds he means it for sure.
We need to get a microphone with laugh track.
Oh yeah.
And so you're kind of like, "Oh wait, I'm not." Was that a joke? Wait a second. Surely that was a joke. And number 2, I really like the podcast Wait, Don't Tell Me, because it's a pop culture, current events type quiz show. So what you can do is you can listen to all the news and then listen to it on Saturdays and quiz yourself on how well you did.
There you go.
So these are my top 3 that I'm mentioning for Tripad this time.
All right.
I don't have any to mention.
You don't have any final statements? how you're feeling about the world, what your predictions are for 2017.
Well, can we just say what in the world and leave it there? I think you all know to what I refer. And we'll just, you know.
What do you mean?
My approach.
How in the world did Trump become president? That's what.
My approach is I figure what's going to happen is going to happen. God's in control. Yeah. I just don't even listen to any of it.
I have noticed.
This may be the last one, you know.
I have legitimately stopped reading the news.
Well, I have too.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I'm just not interested in reading the news anymore.
Oh, you know? I like it. It scares me, but I like it.
You know? I mean, it's also skewed. I mean, that's like, yeah. I got, Clara did a magazine fundraiser for her Wings program that she's in. It's a gifted program she's in this year. And it's funny because any cover with a Democrat on it's like white and glowing, and anything with Trump on it's dark. And like one time they positioned his head so that the M made horns on him.
Like, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. It's just so fascinating.
Yeah, I don't trust the news to be true anymore.
I know, so. It's a really bizarre thing. This next year is just going to be so interesting. This next 5 years is going to be so interesting. I was just listening to a podcast, and I may do a TED Talk. I may do a podcast on about this guy is like, don't be afraid of the artificial intelligence that's coming. Oh, yeah, right.
Fantastic.
Right, that's because we made it, and it will have our own values. Wait, are you listening to what's going on in the world right now?
Man. That terrifies me more than anything.
I know. It will absorb our feelings and how our kindness.
Didn't that happen? Wasn't there an artificial intelligence that absorbed our feelings and turned into a...
Every time they put up a Twitter bot and turn it loose, in about an hour it turns racist and bigotry and misogynistic and starts cussing people out, and they always have to turn them off. And they sit around going, well, what happened? Well, it learned. It learned from us. So, it will be exciting.
That relates to Splash, which I was watching before I left home, because that's how she learns English, is through the TV.
Oh.
The mermaid, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Tom Hanks' Splash movie.
Well, yes. I think Amber started watching Doctor Who this year.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
There's a 13th Doctor.
Coming up.
Coming up.
Oh,
coming
up.
How far have you gotten?
I'm right before Matt Smith leaves. I have to watch the two Doctor... specials.
I actually told Amber that I would watch those with her, and then I'm just wall to wall.
Something of the Doctor.
You may have to watch those on your own. Time of the Doctor.
Time of the Doctor.
Well,
yes.
I do think that if we wanted to, we still haven't watched the next season.
Yeah, yes.
We watched the first half of what series, whatever, with Eight? The new guy. Yeah.
So if we wanted to wait and kind of Amber and you.
That's fine.
I'm curious, just as an aside, do you feel like you're going to have as much of a hard time saying goodbye to Matt Smith as
absolutely
you did to David
not.
Tennant?
You don't like Matt Smith?
She did not.
Are you still recording?
We are still recording.
You should like Matt Smith.
I like Matt Smith, but
he's so much better than David Tennant.
Oh, but she really liked David Tennant. Really...
And he's way better than Peter Capaldi.
Okay, this is how it happened. There was Christopher Eccleston or whatever
right.
his last name is, and
yes.
I was like, okay, this is hard to watch until about halfway through, and then I was like, I like this guy, and then I was heartbroken because I wasn't ready for him to leave.
Right.
So I went into David Tennant kicking and screaming, and it took all of a half of an episode for him to win me over.
Yeah.
So then everyone said Matt Smith's going to be your favorite. It took me a
I'm
season and
not.
A half to get used to Matt Smith.
You
and
still
now
haven't
I
said goodbye to David Tennant. To? That is my...
There are a lot of people
mourned. Yeah,
let it go.
I think without a doubt, Matt Smith's the best.
I think
he won me over on the episode where the people were in the hospital. I think it was the first episode with Matt Smith.
It was.
Yeah.
He's walking across the roof. Dun 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 dun.
He does have a great theme.
He won me right there. Yeah, the theme I think really is what did it.
He won me over at Fish and Custard. Fish sticks and custard.
Yeah.
It was like,
David Tennant always wooed his companion. Like, talking about, like...
And there were some people who were very upset about that. because they didn't
the
want...
The Medusa Cascade and, like, yeah, all these places, yeah, you and yeah. I'd suck right in. I'd yeah. be like, yep, I'm going.
I'm going. Someone asked me, I'm going. So
Matt Smith was the first one with, what's her name?
Amy.
The redhead?
Amelia Amy Pond. Amelia yeah, Pond.
Like, you know, now that I think about it, it's been a while since we've watched it, so obviously I need to be refreshed, but... Yeah, see, I think that dynamic, those two in particular, I think are better than any other dynamic. I didn't care for the other chica before with yeah. David Tennant.
You didn't like Donna?
Oh, no, you liked Donna.
No, Donna was awesome before her.
Oh, see, I had trouble with...
Rose!
How could we forget Rose?
I liked Rose. Amy, I think that's part of the reason I didn't warm to Matt is because...
Sorry,
Amy,
if you're listening to this podcast, you can leave anytime you want to. We're just talking about Doctor Who at this point.
They couldn't figure them out for so long. And
oh,
then
I thought they figured
them
out right
and
off
then
the bat.
They got them,
I didn't
like,
think they figured out Amy until they got Rory in the mix. And you got to the end of it, the Big Bang Theory, you know, where everybody had their moment. Rory was
Rory
the soldier.
Rory was in from the beginning.
I know, but they didn't figure out the dynamic until
boy
he waited. Was the guy, he
I
was the boy
like
who waited,
stories.
You know.
She
and
she was the girl who waited.
Yes, I mean, all that, the end of the fifth season, it was cooking at the end
I
of the
do
fifth
like
season.
I do like them, and you know who
really
I really,
going.
Really like? River Song.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do
I was very disappointed
that,
at the way her story ended.
Yeah,
yeah she
I wasn't impressed.
I don't think I'm too
I don't think they did
yet.
It justice.
I think
no.
I
well,
she's
just
in
know
the...
you're going to be disappointed.
I'm sure I will be.
I think she's back.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think she's back in
Maybe
some
she's
series
the
9.
Yeah, I feel
doctor.
Like they didn't bring it to a good solid punch
yeah.
closing. Like I
okay.
think it's kind of more fizzled.
So, do you have any final words, Caleb?
No, I was just going to say that Amber bought me a very creative birthday gift.
Oh, yeah.
To, what are they, pasties?
Yes.
That, because of Doctor Who, bought me 2 pasties and a box of Jemmy Dodgers.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Pasties.
Well, they're not
yeah,
what
Doc
you think.
Martin. They're like
no,
pasties.
Okay, I know not pasties. Pasties are a totally different thing, but pasties are actually a German
Well, they're Cornish.
Food.
Like, they're, you know, I think they're from Cornwall.
But they're anyway, like they, a cookie.
No, they're a like a handheld pot pie.
Kind of like
yeah,
a
meat,
type thing.
Meat thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's huge in Wisconsin.
Oh, well, there you go.
Pasties
this
are
one
massive.
Is curry.
I've never heard of anybody else who had eaten pasties around here.
Oh, yeah, well, it's from Doc Martin. Like, they eat them.
Yeah,
there.
Oh, that's right. We
And then
I
Jamie Dodger is from Doc.
Yeah, I introduced her to Doc Martin. And
actually, I don't think they're German. I think they're English.
I think they're Cornish.
Ants? Cornish. Yeah. English. English.
Hey, English. Give me a little while, Amber. I'll catch up. Yeah, I think they're from England.
Hey, Phil, don't edit out the laugh track.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Otherwise, this will be super awkward.
Okay, okay so.
V-words.
Says, now you know.
All these people are just going to be listening. Being like, this is the worst disaster ever.
These people don't respond at all. Anyways.
Or sometimes I'll be chucking along yeah. all by myself.
I'm so funny.
We need to mic the audience.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It has been a good year. We're looking forward to another good year. And honestly, we are in for the ride. This year, the next 5 years, it's going to be incredible. Anyways, those are our parting words. Have a great year.